This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The S&P 500 falls 2.3% yesterday. Today, the Hang Seng Index in Hong Kong falls 2.9%, and Japan's Nikkei falls 4.2%. But it's not just Asian markets picking up a psychological cue from New York. The BBC's Duncan Bartlett has been watching this from Tokyo. Mr. Bartlett, good morning.
Good morning.
2% drop yesterday, more than 4% drop today. It starts to add up to be a bad stretch for stocks based in Tokyo.
Well, the Japanese are quite puzzled as to what's going on, really, with the markets. And in fact, the Japanese economics minister, Akira Amari, has said Japan's economy is in a good state. So, yes, today's fall, significant, but let's keep it in perspective.
Now, this fall that we've seen in share prices is being played out against the backdrop of Japanese economic policy that is supposed to bring about stimulus. The term is Abenomics.
Yes, that's related to the name of the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who's keen to take the credit for the economic improvement in Japan. It's designed to help businesses by lowering the value of the yen, putting an end to deflation. But you see, sometimes Japan is a victim of its own success. So really, this sudden drop in the Nikkei is about that very close financial relationship between the US and Japan, and the fact that investors can move vast sums of money around the world very quickly indeed. So when they hear bad news about US manufacturing, they throw their money into the Japanese yen, which then leads to a fall in Japanese shares.
The BBC's Duncan Bartlett in Tokyo. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, David.